This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Pat Toomey surprised many on Monday when he announced he will be leaving politics when his Senate term ends in 2 years. He is the state's most prominent Republican office holder. To discuss what this means for the state and the country, I'm joined by Terry Madonna, Director of the Center for Politics at Franklin and Marshall College. Thanks for joining us, Terry.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Senator Toomey has served 3 terms in the House and 1.5 terms in the Senate. Why make the announcement now, do you think?
Well, I think what he wants to do is take the pressure off. There's huge pressure on Republicans as well as Democrats. We have the confirmation of Judge Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. There's going to be a lot of controversies. And I think to some extent what he does by announcing he's not seeking re-election is he sort of takes the pressure off that could affect his re-election in 2022 if he had chosen to seek re-election.
The Republican-controlled state legislature has been at odds with Democratic Governor Wolf, and some were hoping that Senator Toomey would run for governor in 2 years. Is this a blow to GOP hopes to take that state office?
Well, it's going to make it much more difficult. You know, the rumors were flying around the state that Toomey would run for governor. You're exactly right.
So there's a fierce fight ahead, both for governor and for an open Senate seat from Pennsylvania.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you could have Lou Barletta, who served several terms in Congress and who ran against Senator Casey in 2018 and lost by double digits. He has indicated he's thinking about running for governor, but he has not. He has said he will not make a decision until after the presidential election. You also have, on the Democratic side, John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, who lost the statewide office a few years ago, and he may run for the Senate or perhaps for governor to replace Tom Wolf,
who is term limited and can't run for re-election.
And boy, I'll tell you, there's going to be a huge number of candidates, I think, in both parties for both offices. I don't think there's a clear favorite right now as you and I speak. And we're just going to have to wait and see how that all plays out.
Let me ask this. Is there a place for a relatively moderate Republican from Pennsylvania in that Senate seat? I mean, Toomey said early on he decided he was not responsible for the president's Twitter feed, although he's voted along with Trump most of the time. Is the fight for that seat from the Republican side from the far right or from the middle?
Look, what do we know about voters? Republicans are more conservative and Democrats are more liberal than we've seen in past decades, and it's rare to find something they can agree on. I think given what's going on in the suburbs of our cities, particularly Philadelphia, but you can go throughout the state and find other cities where the Democrats have made great inroads in the last couple of election cycles. So I think if the Republicans want to win statewide elections, they have to run someone, I'll say center-right, not far-right. The problem is in the primary elections, Democrats are more likely to nominate a progressive and Republicans more likely to nominate a pretty conservative candidate. But in the general election, it's probably better to be center-right if you're a Republican and center-left if you're a Democrat.
So Senator Toomey says he has no firm plans. He's looking forward to leaving D.C., and he'll return to the private sector after his term ends in 2022. What are the likely options for someone with his resume?
Oh, well, he could do government relations work. That's not uncommon for, federal office holders and state office holders. He could join a firm and do, again, represent a variety, you know, organizations as they attempt to influence Congress. He has a variety of options there. He could teach. He's also indicated, by the way, that he would be willing, if asked, to work for President Trump in the state of Pennsylvania. As you indicated, most of the time he was a Trump, supporter on the Trump agenda.
Well, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Terry Madonna is director of the Center for Politics at Franklin and Marshall College.